Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much. It's Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate in my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Nick Matthews. Nick is new to us, but he won't be for long. We'll get him back again another day. CEO and co-founder of MainVest. He was part of the Uber launch back when it first launched back in 13, 14. And that was a big moment. Nick, we'll have to get you back again another day and talk to us about that whole thing. I'm a huge Uber fan. I've got the app at the Ever Ready on my phone. Tell us about MainVest.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think what makes sense for me being here right now, MainVest is an investment marketplace, and we're really focused on getting small businesses capitalized. And so we use this cool change in regulations called the Jobs Act Title III. To let small businesses run investment campaigns in the same way that like a tech company would.
Crowdfunding. And on crowdfunding or fintech?
I would call it fintech. So it's because it does lend from some crowdfunding mechanisms, but like this isn't a donation. This allows communities to actually invest in these businesses and capitalize the businesses and get a share in the business's revenue.
Do they get shares or tokens?
So it's not tokenized. They basically get what's called a revenue share. So they get a percentage of the business's revenue paid back to them on a quarterly basis. Mm-hmm. And you know,
is that ad infinitum, or does it come to an end? Is it like a loan that they pay off like a bank, or do they own you forever?
It's like a loan. So it gets paid off over a period of time up until a total amount is paid back.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's interesting. So give us the website.
www.mainvest.com. And just head over to it if you're a business. We'd love to talk to you and see if we can help during these crazy times. And if you're interested in finding a direct way to support small businesses right now, which I think is a big part of what's on the tip of everyone's tongue, you can check out dozens of businesses currently on the site, and more coming week by week.
I'm sure you've got success stories.
Rather than asking for handouts.
Yeah. So check it out, folks, mainvest.com. So I want to come back to the response to the coronavirus pandemic, Nick, and talk about something that I know you're familiar with and something that I mentioned last week. And it's the kind of thing that doesn't lend itself to a talking point. Most politicians don't even know it's a thing. And this is making sure that the regulators, one of the things the Fed could do is make sure their regulators and the state bank regulators, when they come into a bank, if they see a loan from a small business is fallen into lower quality because of what's going on right now, the law requires them to reclassify that loan and maybe require the bank to take some kind of drastic action. If they don't abate that, similar to a mark-to-market abatement, if they don't abate that, and back the regulators off, that's something that's not going to happen in the next 90 days, but it is going to be something that will happen in the next year or two. What do you think?
I mean, I think that if the conversation isn't on the political and regulatory side about kind of removing or temporarily disbarring like recourse for a lot of these small businesses, like people are going to be forced into horrible situations. And, you know, again, we talk, I think it's the word unprecedented has come up multiple times during this.
Yeah.
What's challenging around existing businesses is, like existing businesses have these two caps because just went from, 100 to 20% or 100 to 10%. Can't do delivery, probably zero.
Yeah.
And they still have their monthly, principal plus interest payments. They have their mortgages or their rent or leases, and there's going to need to be recourse on that, and it needs to be done on a regulatory level to provide kind of short-term recourse and create a plan for the future, or else we're going to end up 2-3 months from now with a massive default rate in this asset class of small business
loans. That's right.
And you know.
And it might, and it might not even be a full on default. It might just be a lower quality loan. The company had their credit rating got worse because they paid their payroll instead of some of their bills. They're late on payments. They asked for an abatement from the bank, and maybe they get it or whatever. But within a year, between 12 and 24 months from now, there will be reviews by regulators in banks, and in a normal situation, the regulator would say you got to call that loan, you got to rate that loan, and see, banks, as you know, banks don't want to be rated. They don't want their loans to be rated because that drops the quality of their bank, and they don't get a 5-star from the rating agencies. And so it's a cycle that won't be ugly for a little while, but it will be in a year, and we need to fix that. Last thoughts, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to fix it now, and you know, it's almost like we should be like thinking about the next, you know, 2 to 6 months, because not just the immediate impact, but also the ramifications, as like a very unique sliver in time.
Right.
That requires kind of completely rewritten rules that are, you know, effective for this period of time. And mm-hmm. that's where I think the government does need to come in and, you know, figure out where they should be stepping back from, yeah. you know, these institutional strategies.
And this is something the Fed could do for small business that will help. No question about it. Mainvest.com, right, Nick?
Correct. Mainvest.com.
Will you come back another day?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to be back. Thank you.
Enjoyed having you on the show. Nick Matthews, ladies and gentlemen, with Mainvest.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.